Our New Testament reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, "As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, "And God rested on the seventh day from all his works." And again in this passage he said, "They shall not enter my rest." Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David, so long afterward, in the words already quoted, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we were, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Andrew Ratcliffe from St. John Lutheran Church in Seward, Nebraska.
I don't know about you, but I am tired. As I write this, my wife, daughter, and I are spending time with her family on the Russell Dairy Farm in the Treasure Valley of Emmett, Idaho. But I gotta tell you, the trip here left a lot to be desired, especially when it comes to traveling for the first time with our four-month-old. Let me give you a taste of our tiring travels. Our initial flight out of Lincoln, Nebraska was delayed due to mechanical issues with the incoming plane. That's something you want to hear as you start your trip. So we missed our connecting flight in Denver and spent a short night in a hotel. We flew out the next day, rerouted to San Francisco, where, you guessed it, we also encountered a canceled flight. When that rescheduled flight was pushed back an hour, then two, then four, and finally up to midnight, we weren't holding our breath that it wouldn't be canceled altogether. We swallowed our losses, rented a car, and drove out of San Francisco in stop-and-go traffic on the Bay Bridge, through the snow in Reno, throughout the entire night, finally reaching our destination in Idaho after more than 11 hours on the road and 2 days after we began our supposed one-day journey. Needless to say, we were beat. We were tired. We craved what we finally received. Rest. In a lazy chair or in an actual bed. Rest for our little one in her own crib. Rest provided through the divine service with the saints at Our Redeemer Lutheran. We were tired, but we were finally able to rest. Thank you, Lord. In Hebrews chapter 4, the word that is repeated for us, the word that stands out for us is rest. The promise of entering his rest still stands, verse 1. For those who have believed, enter that rest, verse 3. God rested on the seventh day, verse 4. So what makes you tired? Is it the energy it takes to cook, clean, and care for the kids? Is it the demands you face on the farm or in the office? Is it the countless hours you've poured into salvaging a friendship or a relationship? Common to us all, our sinful human nature, broken in thought, word, and deed, sucks the sap of life from our soul. Physically drained, emotionally taxed, mentally wrought, spiritually spent, What makes you tired? We certainly yearn for some rest. You have that rest. God promises you rest. And that's just it. It's a promise. Nothing we can achieve or work for on our own. It is God's rest. It is His to give, and you better believe He does. Romans 4, verse 4, wages are due, but not counted as gift. When it comes to God's rest, Ephesians chapter 2, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift, not by works. Gift. It is God's promise. What He promises is more than just a refreshing overnight sleep, more than a break from a job or chores, more than even your mental stress, more than rest from my travels. He gives us rest from our life's travels. Pilgrims we are on this side of heaven, always journeying to our heavenly home. Because you see, ultimately, it is in the new Jerusalem that you will rest, as God did add for His work of creation. Your final deliverance will be in heaven. You might be reminded of Martin Luther speaking on the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer. Finally, when our last hour comes, He, God, gives us a blessed end. You might say blessed rest, and graciously takes us from this valley of sorrow to Himself in heaven. But as you wait, and you do, He sustains you. As you wait, He still gives you rest. For that deliverance is already yours daily in your baptism. You rest not physically, but spiritually as you rest in the Word, God's Word. And until you rest on that last day, it is in His Word, a Word of life, a Word of forgiveness, that Word which is Christ, that you rest. Again, we don't work for our assurance of salvation because Jesus worked. We rest. Jesus rested in death. We rest in life. Jesus works by serving you His gifts, and we rest merely receiving His gifts. God promises a Sabbath rest here in Hebrews. Jesus, crucified and risen, is Lord of the Sabbath. He is our rest. As He says in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Want relief? Dig into God's Word. Want a break? Sit and savor the Savior in His Scriptures, for if you have entered into Jesus, you have rest. And ironically, we rest in the work of God, that of Jesus, His death and resurrection, because in Him you have forgiveness. In Him you have salvation and life. In Him and Him alone, you have rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Andrew Ratcliffe from St. John Lutheran Church in Seward, Nebraska, for today's meditation on God's Word.